And we are so blessed. So blessed of the Lord. We have so much to be thankful for. He knows what we have need of before we even ask. And He is able to provide abundantly above all that we may ask or even think. My sermon title today is called Other Sheep. And the text that we read was John chapter 10, verses 14 to 16. So many stumble over the fact that there are so many denominations in Christianity. And where is the true church? God only knows. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You that You know Your sheep and that Your sheep know You. We ask that You make this abundantly clear to us as we carry on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to turn to that which we have just read. Gospel of John, chapter 10. I'm going to read it again. Verse 14 to 16. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. And I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. What powerful words! Jesus wants all His sheep to have one flock and one shepherd. Right now, it's not happening. Well, it's going to happen. It's in the process of being fulfilled. We are working on that. He is working on that. But there still is not one flock and one shepherd. Other sheep I have, says He. Each person has to find out for themselves whether they are His sheep or not. Where do you fit? The best advice I can give anyone, all of you and myself, is to start with Jesus. Everything centers around Jesus. Regardless of the church you belong to or don't belong to, Jesus is the way. He knows His sheep. Now, the Bible does not call us sheep in reality. We are like sheep. It's a simile. It's a metaphor. Jesus is looking for His sheep. Now, let us look at Psalm 23. Why don't everybody that has a Bible, please go to Psalms. And let's go to Psalm 23. This is very enlightening. And I know you know that one by heart. But no matter how many times you read it again, read it again, read it again, because you'll always get something new out of it. Read the first verse, please, everybody. The Lord is my shepherd. Very good. What does this say about you and I? The Lord is my shepherd. Is He your shepherd? Well, I got one amen. Good. There's one that's following Him. Do you follow Him? Do you trust Him to provide all your needs? What's the next line say? Everybody read that to me. Good stuff. Do you have contentment? He makes me lie down in green pastures. That's a contented sheep. He used to say that carnation milk came from contented cows. Well, contented sheep lie down in green pastures. Do you have contentment? The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. Read the next line. There is living water there. To go on with the previous one, there's a little bit more here. You are led by still waters. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leads me. These waters are deep. They're running deep. And when water runs deep, it runs smoothly. There's hardly a ripple in it. Deep. Do you draw strength? Do you draw nourishment and healing from Him? Do you read and do you heed His Word? That's how you drink of the water of life. Eating and drinking the Word of God. And when we're baptized, it is a symbol of being washed continually by the washing of the water of the Word of God. The Bible, the Scriptures, if we heed them, they cleanse us. The words that He speaks to us, He says they are life. Do you walk in His footsteps? He leads me in the path of righteousness. Are you walking in the path of righteousness? Because if you are, you're His sheep. You're following Him. He leads you on the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Our lives should glorify His name. Our walk should glorify His name. Our deportment, our dress, everything that we do should glorify Jesus, because the world is watching us. What's the next line say? Have you lost the fear of death? Are you afraid to die? His sheep are no longer afraid to die. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. You take comfort from those words. Have you lost the fear of death? Because for a Christian, especially in the time of Christ, and as you can see in the news, anywhere outside of this United States, Christians are being persecuted. They're being persecuted here, but not like in some places. Some of them are being put to death just for doing good. Do you have thanksgiving in your heart? Are you glad that He cares enough to chasten and to correct you? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Why didn't He just say, your shepherd crook comforts me? He's talking about a rod. He's talking about a staff. It's the rod of correction, and it's the staff that lifts the sheep out of the ditch by putting it around the little sheep's feet or his head or whatever and pulls him out of the ditch. The staff comforts, but the rod comforts too. Aren't you glad when He corrects you? You should be, because a wise man heedeth correction. We are wiser if we do what the Bible teaches us to do. If we obey, happy are we. Now, sheep generally follow. Generally. The sheep in Ireland and in Scotland, especially in the Highlands of Scotland, they don't follow. They're driven by dogs. The shepherd whistles, the dog understands, and the sheep are afraid of the dogs, and the dogs will herd the sheep. But in the Middle East, the shepherd leads the sheep. He talks to them. He may whistle a tune. He may talk. He may say, follow me. I don't know what he does, but he walks and the sheep follow. And a funny thing about shepherds in the Middle East, you could have one shepherd going this way, and you could have another shepherd going that way, and he's got a big flock of sheep, and he has a big flock of sheep, and they'll walk by each other, and his sheep follows him, and the other sheep follows him, and they're not mixed up when they pass by, because they know, the sheep know their shepherd's voice. But a funny thing about sheep, they're like people in a way, some of them don't listen. And they wander off. They daydream. They forget where they are. They get involved in a certain little clump of grass, or they see something over there, and they wander off. And in the Middle East, it is the custom that if one wanders off too often, the shepherd will break its legs. And what he will do, he'll bind them up. He'll carry that sheep around with him, or that lamb with him, around with him, until he heals, and then that sheep will follow that shepherd close from there on. He'll stay by the shepherd's side, and he'll become the lead sheep, and the rest of the sheep will follow the shepherd and that sheep, and they will go along, and that sheep has learned his lesson. Sometimes the rod of correction is severe. Sometimes we get punished because we wander astray, and we pay consequences for our actions. But when the Savior comes and picks us up in His arms and binds up our wounds and holds us close, we should never ever consider, and nor would I consider ever leaving Him again. I want to stay close to Jesus. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Are you loyal to Him in front of the unsaved world? Read that next one. What's the next line say? This is being loyal to Him in front of the unsaved. This is being loyal to Him in spite of all the surrounding influences of the world. You are walking close to Him. You are enjoying the bounty from His table. You are not ashamed of Him. You live the life in front of the world. And, it says, what did it say? You anoint my head with oil. Now, what does anointing with oil symbolize? Yes, that's true. But it also was the commissioning of a king. Anybody that had a job to do for God in the Old Testament, prophets were anointed, kings were anointed. He anoints my head with oil. He gives me a commission. He gives me something to do. I am His sheep. And He says, this is what I want you to do. You are ordained to do this. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And teach them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. We have been anointed with the holy oil of the Holy Spirit. Have you accepted His calling in your life? Each of us is called. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are cold, and a few are frozen. We have an anointing. Are you thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit? Do you have the gift of the Holy Spirit? Because this is something that is available for you. He said, I'm going to go away, but I'm going to send you a comforter. I will not leave you comfortless. So He's in heaven and he hasn't left us at all. How? He has sent us the gift of the Holy Spirit. He said, I will come to you, my Father will come to you, and we will make our dwelling in you. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you, except ye be reprobates? And I trust you're not reprobates. So each of us has the glorious opportunity to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Walk with God. Talk with God. Have the Father and the Son dwelling in your heart day by day. Take comfort from that. For the shepherd never leaves nor forsakes you. Now I shall have to behave myself and do good. Read the next one. Because I am filled with the Holy Spirit and my cup is running over, goodness and mercy follow me wherever I go. I leave a path, a trail of good deeds and kind things. Things, surely goodness and mercy follows me. If it'll follow you if you're walking in Christ, if you're obeying His Word, if you're doing His will, if you're bearing fruit, then goodness and mercy follow you. And what follows you is the good and kind deeds that you do in this life. For only one life and soon will be past, and only what is done for Christ will last. What are you leaving in your pathway? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Are you dwelling in the house of the Lord? You can be. Because where your heart is, there's your treasure. My heart is in heaven. I'm living there now. I'm walking in the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God, that atmosphere of heaven is in my heart and my soul. I'm living in heaven, though I'm on this earth. By faith we walk and not by sight. My real home is with Him in heaven, in the New Jerusalem. There's where we're going. That's the eye. That's the goal. That's where we're setting out toward. And you are, when you have that attitude, His sheep. And He is your shepherd. Now, although we are like sheep, we've got to be shepherds too. In Luke 12 and 32 says, "Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Yet, there are other sheep. They are everywhere. We, the ones that are in the fold, should not let the shepherd search in vain. When He brings a new one in, we need to welcome them and make them at home and nurture them and feed them and help them grow and become so much a part of us that they never want to leave. What is the use of the shepherd going out and finding a lost one to bring him here and we kick him out?" Well, no, we don't literally kick him out, but sometimes our thoughtlessness may drive them away. Some of us should also be seeking and rescuing the lost. This message must reach them. They are in the other churches. Our differences should not be hidden or downplayed or put under a bushel. We have a unique message. The investigative judgment is now in progress. Yes, it is. The books are open. Every life is being watched. Our deeds are determining our rewards in heaven. Yes, we are not saved by our works, but we are being judged by our works. What we say and what we do tells God and all the holy angels what we are. What we sow, we shall reap. You may fool me and others, you may fool yourself too, but you don't and won't fool God. Are you truly His sheep? You know, and He knows. And what are the books that are open in heaven right now? We, the living, we are open books. Read of angels and men. The Bible calls us living epistles or letters. Read of mankind. What you are speaks so loud that the world can't hear what you say. That's an old song and it's so true. Grooming and clothing, the outward appearance is important. Yes, it is. You may not think so, but God looks on the heart. Yes, He does. But we live among mankind who regards the outward appearance as a reflection of your identity, your character, and now different possessions, professions wear different uniforms. Different occasions call for appropriate dress. When you know what is expected of you and you have the ability to conform and you do not, you show disrespect and rebellion. Oh yes. Thus the story of the guest who went to the wedding and the garment was provided and he refused to wear the garment that the host provided, so he was cast out. Now what are we clothed with? We're clothed with the garment of righteousness, of obedience. If you're not obedient, you haven't got the garment on. Because the first thing you want to do when you meet Christ is you ask Him, what do you want me to do? And then you must have the grace to do it. If you truly love Him, you obey His instructions, His commandments. What He tells you to do, you do willingly. His sheep obey. Now it is the custom of this church that His members in good standing groom themselves and dress themselves appropriately at all times, with modesty and with tasteful dignity. On the Sabbath, we wear our best clothing and groom ourselves as befitting God's royal family, for that is who we are. We are the royal family. This is not for show or public display. This is not a fashion parade. But this shows God and man and the holy angels that we reverence the house of God. And God Himself. Are you His sheep? If the inner man is clothed in Christ's righteousness, sobriety, humility, purity, etc., then the outward appearance will show it. Just will. That is how your light shines before men. That when they see your good works, they will glorify your Father which is in heaven. Are you His sheep? Now there are other sheep who are looking your way. What do they see? Will they be attracted to you, your Jesus, or repelled by you? Jesus has sent and is sending us to find other sheep. They are not of this fold. And we and He will lead them to this fold. Amen. Shall we pray? Yes. You may. That's right. Right. That's right. And remember that Jesus is our shepherd, and sheep will only listen to their shepherd's voice. And if someone else comes along, if they know their shepherd, they will not listen. Isn't that right? They will not listen. Well, you do not need to know what a counterfeit dollar bill is like. You just need to know what the real one looks like. And then you can spot the differences if you know it. So we have Jesus as our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Is He yours? Now shall we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You that Your people know You, and I thank You that the attitude in our hearts is obedience, and that regardless of what anybody may say or do, we know the true way, and we want to bring the lost sheep into the fold. I pray that the fold of God, that Your people would be gracious and loving and nurturing and kind to those that will be coming, those that are on their way, that the Holy Spirit is drawing to this church. And when they arrive, may we have a special anointing, a special outpouring of love, so that when they see how much we love one another, they would never want to leave us. Until You come. In Jesus' name, amen.